This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and Greg Jackson. And now on to the main part of the show, LED lighting, the revolution which is happening under our noses.
Over the last few years, LEDs, or light-emitting diodes, have started appearing in our homes, our offices and our smartphones. But how many of us really know what's going on inside of them? And could they have a dark side? We'll be finding out later in the programme.
First, though, we're joined by Luminary. Do you see what I did there? Colin Humphreys. He's from the University of Cambridge. And from about the 1990s, he and his team pioneered a brand new way to make LEDs, which has led directly to the UK being able to set up its own manufacturing plant now to make LEDs for the first time in this country. So we're very privileged to have you with us, Colin. Tell us, though, before we launch into the LED saga, about our love affair with light and how we have gone from campfires as a source of light to where we are today.
Okay, so I guess our love affair with light started about 400,000 years ago when Homo erectus, who preceded Homo sapiens, who was us, they started lighting these campfires for heat and also for cooking and to scare off wild animals and also for light. And then people thought it'd be really nice to have a portable source of light, but you have to wait until about 1750 BC for the Babylonians and the Egyptians to have oil lamps. And they had sesame seed oil lamps. And it took 50 hours of the average worker to get enough money to buy the oil for 1 hour of light. So it was really valuable stuff. And then if you come up to about 1800 AD, we had candles, and you had to work about 6 hours there to get 1 hour of light, so you could buy the candles. And then if you come up nearer to this time, you had kerosene lamps, then incandescent light bulbs. And all of these, you had heated sources, and light was a byproduct of the heat. And now we've got LEDs, and they're really important because it's the first light source which doesn't depend on heat to get the light. And in fact, today you have to work 0.6 seconds to get an hour of light. So it's just a huge increase in efficiency. You know, I haven't worked today. It's sort of 64,000 times or something to go from 1880 to today. But basically, LEDs, they're very, very efficient because they give out very little heat, and light is what they really are giving out.
So just to clarify the point you're making, which is that if you look at, say, an Edisonian light bulb, this thing we plug into the ceiling with a piece of tungsten filament that glows. We're putting electricity through that. We're making it get white hot, glow a few thousand degrees. And it's that glowing that's giving us some light, but only about 15% of the electricity we put in turns into anything you can see. The majority of it is light you can't see. It's infrared heat.
Yeah, it's actually about 5%. It's even worse,
worse than you said.
So 5% comes out as light, 95% is heat. And the LEDs we have today, they're about 35% efficient. In the lab, we have LEDs, which are 75% of the light, and those LEDs will be working their way into the marketplace in the next few years.
I was going to say, if you've got these lamps and they're 75% efficient, you know, it's 100% better than what's on the market at the moment. Why are they not on the shelves?
Well, it takes a bit of time for the researcher to get out into the marketplace, but we're running hard.
So how have you got a doubling in the efficiency?
It's really doing a lot of research on the details and then some major breakthroughs. And the other thing which is happening is a reduction in costs, which is really important. And one thing that we've done is to grow LEDs on silicon. Other people are growing LEDs on sapphire wafers, the ones you buy in the shop. And that's very expensive, sapphire. And we've developed most of them growing on silicon. And as you say, we set up a couple of companies in Cambridge. They got acquired by Plessey, a UK company. And Plessey are making the first LEDs on silicon in the world and the first LEDs in the UK at all.
We've got a little demo here to demonstrate and really put into reality the points you're making about the efficiency. We've got here a hand crank which has got a drill motor from a DC drill, electric drill, in it. And when you turn the crank, obviously you're turning the motor, which then generates some electricity, and wired up to it are some LED lights and some old-fashioned tungsten lights. So I'm going to turn the handle and you can switch me on, and we'll do the LEDs first, and I'm going to demonstrate really how hard it is or not to actually do this. So let's start. I'll start turning. If you could load me up with some LEDs first.
Let's start the LEDs first. Right.
Now, if I'm honest, it was really easy, and I got these two LED bulbs. They're the kind of thing you'd see in the ceiling of your house, and they are bright light, and now I've got white spots all over my eyes from doing that. It was really easy to do that.
Right, well, now I'll go on to the tungsten halogen bulbs, and Chris is going to try again.
Okay, so we'll turn this on.
Oh, God!
Okay, you've made your point. I'm actually out of breath from doing that. It's very, very difficult to turn the crank. Is that because they're using so much more energy in order to make the same, because they were equivalently bright to the LEDs? I had to wind it a lot harder, though.
That is right. So these take so much more energy to light up than the LED bulbs. So the LED is a really very efficient source of light.
If we were to translate that into carbon equivalents, in other words, carbon dioxide that we're not emitting because we're turning far more of the electricity into visible light than heat, how much carbon are we saving by using LEDs in our homes?
Okay, so lighting takes about 20% of all electricity. It's much more than people think. With the LED lighting, that comes down to 10%, and with the future, it will come down to 5%. And so if that electricity is coming from power stations, at the moment we're saving 10% of all the electricity from power, all the electricity and carbon emissions from power stations. In the future, we'll be saving 15% with the LEDs of carbon emissions from power stations. That's a lot of carbon dioxide.
It's a lot of wasted energy at the moment, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. Yes, I mean, this 15% is what you're going to get probably from solar and wind power combined, you know, so it's really important.